setting the bar time, Kelly, which is?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Okay. Camping. You know, maybe you used to camp in your backyard. Maybe you used to, like, go to places like the Gorge even, you know, to go camping. You said your sister likes to camp, right?
Yeah.
Has she got
I spent one night in a former cornfield camping with my ex-boyfriend, and I would never, ever, ever do it again.
in a cornfield?
Yep. I don't know why they picked that as a camping spot. Didn't feel like we weren't in a forest at all. Nope. Not at all. Just, I don't know why, just in the middle of a mowed over cornfield. It was not comfortable at all.
All right. So if you were ever thinking about going somewhere exotic for your camping, maybe this setting the bar story will change your mind. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to camp in the Amazon jungle, you're doing okay.
That doesn't seem super safe.
Listen, this conservationist, his name is Paul. He showed us via his Instagram reel how rough camping in the Amazon is.
I mean, I've never been to the Amazon, but I've heard stories. I've seen shows. I know about what lives in the Amazon jungle. I think we all kind of figured it'd be a little, don't we? Don't we know that?
So obviously Paul is there on work. But this ain't like going to a mowed over cornfield.
This is not glamping. This is not an actual campsite where people set up their campers.
Yeah, he's talking.
There's not amusement parks and pools.
He's talking leaf cutter ants, literally dismantling his tent in the middle of the night.
That's a good show. I've never seen. Those are big.
All sorts of other things. Take a listen.
Right now, my tent is being dismantled by leaf cutter ants. It's about 2 a.m. and I've been trying to sleep, and there's about 10 million leaf cutter ants outside of this tent, cutting leaf size holes out of my tent. They're opening up holes big enough for me to put my fist through, which means
they're bigger.
Everything else in the Amazon is coming into my tent.
Yeah, I mean, he's showing this, and these ants are literally just going dun 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 dun, and chop chop chop,
jaws that are biting his ear. Nope.
I just woke up because there's a leaf cutter ant using its pincer jaws to bite my ear to try and carry off a piece. And inside this tent right now are ants and termites and mosquitoes, some sort of centipede, hoppers, moths, and some insects that I can't even identify. If you get out of the tent, you're going to get destroyed by mosquitoes. It's raining outside. You're going to get wet. This is what camping in the wild is. Sometimes you put your tent in the wrong place, and the leaf cutter ants and the gods of the jungle decide it's going to be the worst night ever.
Yeah, and he shows like a huge tarantula that just wandered into his tent as well.
He's just looking at it.
Literally the ants. Literally, the ants are like, what's this thing here? I guess we're going to just take this apart. And so literally, they just take his tent completely apart. And he's basically like camping underneath the stars in the Amazon.
And it's raining. Yes. And the comments. Brian says, bro is living everyone's nightmares all at once.
I know. Every single nightmare that you could possibly imagine with camping, he is living.
Another comment. Have you reached out to HR?
for sending him to the Amazon jungle?
Yeah, I would just crawl into the very bottom of my sleeping bag and hope that I had enough oxygen to make it until morning. I'd probably run out, though. I use a lot of air when I ugly cry.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It is absolutely unhinged.
Yeah, because he's all like, you know, yet another reason you think you want my job. Here's one of those times where there's just nowhere to go, nothing to do. The walls have been breached. I was stuck inside.
The walls have been breached.
Multi-species festival of insect life.
I know. I saw it and I'm just like, I could never.
Oh, Tiana, the bug lady says, all the cutie paws of the tarantula at the end.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he is living our Yeah. Worst nightmare.
All of them all at once.
All of them all at once.
Christy's like, what's your job? I want to make sure I never apply for it.
I never apply. Yeah. accidentally get his job where he's got to go into the Amazon forest.
Is he like living there to try to draw attention to saving the Amazon forest? Because I don't know if he's going to be on board with the company mission from now after this.
I know. Oh, so anyways, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to camp in the Amazon jungle, literally having ants dismantle your tent in front of your eyes, then you're doing okay.
Somebody else commented you didn't pay the rent. So they're just taking back your accommodation.
Right, exactly.
Bros get robbed.
All right, there you go. That's your side of the bar story. Oh. Anybody have any crazy camping stories? Would love to hear your take on something. Maybe it's not as wild as Paul's.
Yeah, you need to see this video. I'm making a blog. I'm putting it up on the website.
Yeah,
because this is amazing.
We'll share it in our stories, too.
Dive into the comments.
We'll share it on our stories, too, at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram. Oh.